and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm here with Willow Sana today, who is a transformational business coach. We do a lot of similar things, so I'm excited to talk with you today. You offer emotional and strategic support with visionary entrepreneurs around the world. What a fun job we have, huh?
Yes, it's the best. It is truly the best.
So today we're going to talk about the scarcity versus abundance mindset, which is really something that both of us focus on in our work. And so I've had many people ask me, you know, why would you have your competition on a podcast with you? Which goes to show you that they're coming from that scarcity mindset, because if they were coming from an abundant mindset, they would know that there's enough for all of us.
I love that. I was just about to say, do you believe in that? Because that's not how I hold it at all.
At all. I
know. That's awesome. I love that you're really saying that out of the gate, because that is something that a lot of the entrepreneurs I work with, that we can get so sucked into that comparison or competition piece. And it's like, no way. Like, I love it that you are doing this brilliant work. Like, I want to help as many women as possible rise up and do this beautiful work. There's not enough of us yet. So
there's not enough of us yet. Exactly. Yes. But what I do feel is happening right now with this coronavirus, the big pause, is that more and more of us light workers, you know, I could say, are coming through now to do our work. We're finding our calling. People are ready for us now. Maybe we were ready before, but society might not have been in the place where they were ready to embrace us as much as they are going to now.
Yeah. Oh, I truly believe we've actually been in training for the last couple years, at least, I mean, at minimum, for this, that for all of us who have been called to rise up and step into our truth and our voice and our genius and sharing our gifts, just even in the last couple of years, we've been through such a massive shift in this way. And yeah, I feel like now, especially in my work and in several of my clients' work, it's like, we were born for this. This is like our time to really, truly shine and serve. It's beautiful.
Yes. So what are some of the biggest things that you see when you're working with clients that the scarcity mindset that you see come up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really work with this awareness that so much of it is the reflection of what's happening within, right? So much of my work really is about, it starts with this relationship with self, and I'm sure yours does as well, right? This is where it all stems from. And so what we're seeing on the outside, what we're projecting or perceiving, is really just a mirror of what's happening within. And so it never fails that any experience of scarcity or any illusion of scarcity or separation on the outside is really just that mirror of showing where do you feel not enough or inadequate, and what needs to be healed within in order for you to really start then even being able to see. It's all the lens of perception, right? And so when you're then operating, and I love that you work so much with high vibe and really recognizing, because when you're operating from a place of feeling so alive and so, I mean, everything just looks more magic, and you are then noticing all of the beautiful abundance and gifts and joy in every area of life.
I like to think of it as when you have LASIK or you get glasses, you know, and you're like, oh my God, everything's so pretty, and I can see the leaves on the trees. And that to me is like the before and the after mind shift. Scarcity to abundance. Like, it's been here all along.
Yeah. And this, I think too, like I always talk about, you know, opening your arms and just recognizing that this is here for the taking. It's like, and I actually have a thing in my work where I talk about the energetic close sign versus the energetic open sign. And that so often energetically, and whether that be a systems piece or your own insecurity piece, right? The emotional or the strategic, that by you getting new business, it threatens some peace for you. You're either going to get burnout because it means you're going to have to work so hard, or you don't have a system in place, and it's going to essentially like make you do the bookkeeping that you don't want to do, and you're already behind on, right?
Yeah, Totally.
Or like something like that, right? Just all those pieces of recognizing where do you actually have this energetic closed sign on versus the open sign. So it's the same thing right there, where so often we can be walking around and literally shutting ourselves off. But actually, once you realize it and you open your arms to it, it's like, oh, it was here for the taking and the receiving all along.
Yes, it's been here all along. Yeah, I love that. And the receiving. What I'm finding with some of my clients now, because right now we're in a different time. You know, there's a lot of spiritual growth happening right now, I believe, spiritual and emotional growth. And so one of the things that I have seen with my clients lately is that fear of it being too good. You know, when we have that idea, like my life is good, my life's pretty good. But when we're talking about the open or closed sign that you talked about, part of that of it being too good is closing stuff off.
Well, there's a beautiful quote, actually. Brené Brown talks about this, that our ability to handle joy is actually one of the most vulnerable emotions to have. And this is, in fact, when I created this whole program that was Momentum and Abundant Expansion. And it was from my own experience of having a time where I all of a sudden had shot through and had this massive success. I had this massive expansion. And this is back in at the end of 2013 and 2014, the beginning of 2014. And I literally had hired on some more people. I had so much new business coming my way. I had been creating e-courses and online things. I had all these incredible clients and, you know, I was literally 5 times my business. I was doing keynotes, flying all around the United States, doing keynotes everywhere. I fell madly in love, moved halfway around the world. And it was just like, and this, when you have that expansion happening, and all the work I was trained in is the Hendrix work, if you're familiar, Gay and Katie absolutely. Hendrix.
Yeah, of course.
Big Leap, his incredible book, Big Leap, and then the Upper Limit Problem, right? So that's that same thing where when you're expanding, whether it be with joy or success or anything that's just, it's like, how do you hold it in your body? Because it can kind of feel like you're strapped to a rocket and you're shaking and you're like, and our tendency, the lizard brain or our physical nervous system or our body wants to hold on tight. It wants to control. It wants to shut down. We're like, we're not safe. This is not okay. It's like, alert, alert. And we get that. But actually the invitation and what I learned and what I help my clients learn is that trust, right? And coming back into that allowing, letting go, letting it be messy, you know, experimenting, like having fun with it and that curiosity. It's the key to everything. And it's so much easier said than done, especially when you're in the heat of it, you know?
Yeah, especially when you're in the heat of it. It's so true. But it does come back to that trust and that faith that everything always works out, you know? And that I am a big believer in divine timing. You know, and if something isn't here yet, it's just not time for it yet. It's coming. It's on its way. So enjoy it until it gets here, you know?
Yeah. And to have it be that curiosity too of like, I mean, anything that I want in my life, and this is, you know, as a fellow manifester, and this is what I do, is that especially if I notice myself at all like complaining or whining, like if it's at all gotten to that point where it's really feeling like I'm acknowledging, like I'm experiencing some suffering right now and I'm not happy about this thing and I'm starting to feel like I'm fighting with it. And it's like the tendency, right, is to be like, I have to figure this out and I have to solve it. But actually my invitation is to just say, Spirit, show me the way. Like what conversation, like just surprise and delight me. What conversation can I have? Where will I, because these ahas can happen in the smallest, quickest moments. Like it'll be like a little tiny thing that you read and crosses your path. The messengers can even be random strangers on the street, right? And that message, I had one that was like something amazing that was like, this, I was like on a beach in Florida and I'd been like with my mom and I was kind of like fighting it a little bit. And all of a sudden I saw this woman with this bathing suit on, and there was like a message on the bathing suit. And I wish so bad at this moment I could remember the message, but I remember it just being like, oh, that message is for me. That's exactly what I was like needing to hear and read in this moment. So I can put that out all the time and just, and then I just get to wait and go, show me the way. And I so trust the process. Half the time I forget that I even asked for it. I'm not like looking at my watch. I'm literally just like, cool. I know it's coming. I just can't see it yet.
We just can't see it yet. And part of the excitement for me and the joy is the surprise when it shows up.
Yeah.
You know, like the elevator opens and then there's the person you've been wanting to meet, to talk to or whatever, you know, just happens to be right there. The people that I know that have found their calling or their passion or this thing, you know, the thing they're here to do this lifetime, it hits them. Like they wake up one morning and they're just like, oh, okay, I got to do this. Like there's no searching. When you go into the searching, that's when we start to get into that scarcity mindset. You know, where is it? What is it? What is it? Is it true? Is it going to work out? You know, just those thoughts, as I can just feel myself saying them, that I'm
the underlying belief there is that you might not, right? The underlying fear is that you might not find it, or that it's hard to find, hard to get. And I think that's what's so the opposite that you and I experience. I mean, sometimes it does. It shows up in 20 minutes or in an hour or that day. And sometimes it does take a few weeks or like, who knows? Because I'm not tracking. I'm just trusting. That's my whole invitation. Yeah.
Yes. Which that trusting then eliminates so many of these, the emotion, not to say that there are not physical reasons for anxiety and depression and all that, 100%. Right. But also a lot of that feeling of anxiety is not trusting that things are working out or that something's going to happen, which,
and so much of them are rooted in our patterns, the thought patterns that create then the feelings and the beliefs, right? Just everything that's swirling there. And so I think when you start doing this work, you know, one of my programs is rewrite your scripts. And so one of the big invitations is just starting to raise that awareness, just noticing and surfacing so that it's not operating on a subconscious level. You probably do this fabulous work too.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I love. And it's because it's so needed. I mean, we are not victims of our circumstances. We are powerful creators, and we have the opportunity of first step is just to surface those, just to notice like, ah, isn't that interesting that I'm feeling that way? Where did that start or where did that come from? And when you start getting good at tracing it, like, well, I was on Instagram for a while and I think I remember I saw that person's profile and I was feeling these feelings about it. And then I went in this downward spiral. And it's like, even just that starting to just flag it and make it present, make it visible, not an invitation to beat yourself up, but an invitation to be like, oh, cool. Now I'm going to put these, you know, visible on a board so they can't operate subconsciously and start making conscious choices and rewrite that script, right?
Yes.
It's not true. It's just rooted in a fear. That's not true.
That's not true. Yes. It's just not true. But our minds believe it, you
very
know?
Much, and yeah, it can yeah. feel like life or death true sometimes. So, you know, I have so much compassion for it because I get it. And also, there's a piece you kind of hit on, which I want to make sure is said, which is that in that creative process and in that calling, I think that something I try to really work with my clients about is that it can feel almost out of body a little bit. It can feel really confusing in the sense that it's not something that our logical mind is putting together. It's coming through us. So it's that real, you know, it's that whole thing that really is the emotional support side of my business is helping you get out of your own way so that you're not having that logical, I don't know how, you know, what's the best way to do this, which is perfectionism, you know, all those ways that we trip ourselves up. But actually, we're literally having to be like, okay, like utilize me as this vessel, let it come through. It might be messy. It might not be perfect. Perfect, but that's again trust. Like, okay, do with me what you will, that I have this calling that's coming through. It's pretty powerful. And it's all, but also I really acknowledge, like, the scary part is that it doesn't, we've been trained to be like logical and smart about it and do it right. And creativity defies all of that.
It does. It does. And people get so stuck on the how. So yeah. they may know, okay, this is what I want to do. And I'm going to approach this thing in my life. But then when it gets to the, how do I do it, is where they get stuck. Mm. And I love just giving up the how. Like, I don't know the how. Yeah, there's some steps we take and certain things that you do, putting yourself out there and, you know, making the website. But the how just shows up. It's trusting that the how shows up.
It is. And the way that I say it too, it's, you know, this is this precipice. So, and at many times, I mean, it's not just at the beginning by any means, as you know, it's like you get into our years, our wise years that we are, and you realize there's many precipices that feel like you're, you know, stepping off into this grand abyss. And so one thing I just teach all of the people who I work with is like, this, let the path show you, let it teach you, you know? So it's like, all you have to do is take that step and take another step. And then literally you're being in that playful curiosity with it. Like, ooh, cool. Like, I played that and then let's see what happens. And it's just that fun, creative dance that then informs you and teaches you, like, ah, and what a weight is lifted off of you when you realize you don't have to figure it all out.
You have to figure it all out. Yes. Just the pressure of, I don't know what to do. That would stop me. You know, yeah, I could see that right. If that's I went so to that fun. Spot.
I would much rather like be in this like playful curiosity, like, cool, I'm going to do this thing. And that's the piece that really is, that's, you know, working in alignment is like really following what is lighting you up, what feels so exciting. And this is, we can mention this in the end, but I'm really passionate about helping people identify where they are so that they know those next steps. In particular, so that you're not square pegging round hole. You're not doing that like, I should be doing this or I need to be doing this. Like, no, let's come back and honor what is most alive for you right now and combine that with like actually where you're at in your business. And then from there, we can create something that's really aligned and alive and going to get you where you want to go.
Now, the quiz that you have on your website, is that one of the tools that you use for that?
Yes, it is. And it's called the Light Map Quiz. And it's exactly that. It's going to help you identify where you are in your business right now. It's really almost that, that the light map, like a lighthouse, like we're going to shine the light on that path so that you're first identifying. But if you look at any map, right, where do you need to know? You need to know where you are right now first.
Good
and
point.
So that's one of the, and it's like, I love to share all the information that I have, but I can help somebody from starting their business to, you know, getting to into six and seven figures. So for me to tell you the best information, I need to know where you are right now. So yeah, you guys can take that quiz. And on the other side of it, there's a really fun video series that dives in more into those steps that you need to take. And even when you listen to that, my invitation is to hear what feels most alive for you in these steps. And then there's going to be some steps which are going to be where you're going to want to bring in that support, right? You're going to need maybe some team members, or because it's not your genius and it's not your specialty.
Right, right. So personally, what are some of the things that you do to keep yourself in the abundant mindset, the abundance flow, whatever you'd like to call it?
I would say probably one of the biggest ones is I'm very discerning about who I am listening to, right?
Yes.
The inputs, right? And in general, I'm very much more of a creator than I am a consumer. And if I am consuming, I'm a very conscious consumer and really recognizing who am I listening to. There's something inherent in my work and is in my book that's all about insourcing versus outsourcing. Mm. And even the work I do with my clients is that I'm just guiding you to the wisdom of your own truth. So more than anything, I recognize recognize and acknowledge my own knowing, my deep ability to know. This doesn't mean that I can't learn new things or look to others for their guidance or advice, but the more I can come back into centering into my own knowing and trusting that helps me and those that I work with not outsource approval or knowing or any of that, right? So that you're consistently staying in relationship with what's true for you.
Right. Right. And I think that's a really good point because I do a similar type thing. So yeah. I set my energy up, you know, yes. I have my yoga routine and my breathing routine and, you know, I only eat certain foods. Some foods even you can't eat that mess with your energy, you know, and mm-hmm. who my friends are, what I'm watching, all of that. One of the great gifts that you and I have, not that everybody doesn't have this, but for our work, we're forced to keep ourselves in that abundant mindset to be, if we're not here, we can't, of course, lead other people at that same time. So I love mm-hmm. it. I love that this is what I get to do, that on those days where, you know, maybe I might make another choice that I don't. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually I was going to say another huge thing that I do is I'm really conscious of the words that I use, both in the way that I talk to myself and the things that I say to others. So even, you know, with what you just said of like, you know, we're forced to do this. It's like, I'm not forced to, I choose to.
That's a good point. Yes. Right? Good point.
But also that it really is something, and my clients reflect this all the time. They're like, thank you so much for consistently doing the work so that I can show up on behalf of them and this work in such a powerful way. So now I think in large part it's second nature. I mean, obviously I have things that highlight and come up in my own personal journey. I'm still consistently working through my own, you know, shadows and traumas that may get highlighted in relationships or in other challenging situations. Like, it's never ending. There's no destination here. If you're still alive and breathing on this planet, you're still in the journey of learning and expanding and growing. But I do think that, yeah, watching those inputs, watching my own self-talk, right? Watching what is the, it's actually something that I call like, what's the vibrational story that you're telling? And so, you know, extremes of this are certainly like if somebody is complaining or, you know, really like frustrated, that that's a pretty loud vibrational story and presentation of what's going on with them. So I'll be cognizant of it. And it doesn't mean, again, not an invitation to beat myself up, not an invitation to think that I'm bad or I suck at this or anything like that. It's just noticing like, I'm noticing that I'm not feeling good. And it doesn't mean also that I have to fix it or that it's a problem either. Right. It's just really noticing, being so in tune that it's not operating unconsciously. And right. I trust and I know that I'll find my way back. And it always feels so much better, you know? And it's, so this is not about being perfect and like high vibe all the time. Like that's you're human, right?
We're not human.
Robots.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what words of advice can you give to people as we're going through this quarantine time where we're here, you know, a lot of us at home, some of us with maybe more responsibilities than we had before with children on, you know, working from home, all that. Others of us with more, you know, free time doing nothing. But we do know this is a huge growth period, a huge spiritual growth period, not just for us, but everybody on the planet right now. So it's kind of cool to be going through it with everybody else. Yeah. Do you have any words of advice of things we could focus on or mindset shifts that we could make to embrace this time?
Yeah. Well, one that comes to mind for me is really something that I feel like we're all in relationship with. I mean, to me, in many ways, while yes, obviously global pandemic, massive, you know, there's major things happening. It's funny because so much of the work that I do is about, you know, waking people up, waking you up to what wants to come through you and that the time is now for us to really all rise up and find our voice and, you know, have this incredible relationship with ourselves. so that we can serve the world with our gifts in this bigger way. So I've always been preaching that, and it's now, like, now is the time more than ever, and people are starting to wake up because of this external circumstance, which is beautiful. And so I would say the same thing that I would have said then, though, that I would say now, which I feel like is kind of plays into what we were talking about before, which is, there's inevitably, we're all working with whatever learning edge is showing up in our lives right now, right? And so I think that a lot of what you're talking about in this time that we're in, and whatever situation that's coming up for somebody, whether that be in relationship with your partners that you're stuck with, or the feeling of loneliness in isolation if you don't have people that you live with, but it's like there's learning edges there, right? There's this soul evolution, this life school that you're on, that you're being invited to lean into. So the coping mechanisms are potentially on high, depending on how aware you are, how deep in your relationship with yourself that you may be. So acknowledging that you may have some coping mechanisms to cope with this, and those are okay. So again, not an invitation to beat up with yourself, but I think the curious piece in here can be, what is this learning edge, right? Yeah, what is this calling me to look at, or what am I wanting to get better at? And even if that is, you know, not numbing, but being with yourself in silence, you know, or even just being in relationship with yourself in some loving, compassionate way, and recognizing that that doesn't have to change overnight. It doesn't mean you all of a sudden have to be like the best at this ever, but just that you, I think, like, just by being in relationship with it, and, you know, just starting and kind of seeing what's there for you when you step into this learning edge. And that might mean that you're, you know, feeling into what is it you want. It's kind of the wish that you put out into the universe. Like, wow, you know, I'm finding that I really want, I had this the other day where I was like, I'm finding that I really want, which this is what probably why we're having this beautiful discussion. I'm finding that I really want to be talking to other successful women who are also at this level that can be inspiring for me. I mean, I spend a lot of my time, you know, being the coach and the teacher and the mentor, and I need to also surround myself with those who I can talk to. And actually, it even came through yesterday. So technically I like pretty much asked for that on maybe Friday or Saturday. And yesterday I got to talk to like two dear best friends for probably 4.5-5 hours. And it was like, it just filled my well so big time. And it was exactly what I needed. And then these conversations today, I'm like, oh, so comes through really fast. So ask, you know, ask the universe, be like, this is, and like almost like a wish, like a lantern you're, you know, putting up to float into the sky of like, what would you like to come into your life right now? And then all you have to do is just keep your eyes open to notice the small ways that it's showing up.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's very lovely. I think of asking the universe, if we could trust the universe as much as we trust Amazon to deliver our packages, you know.
We can't see the truck coming, but it's
we know it's going to be here by 10 o'clock.
I love that. That's so right.
So you had mentioned to me that you have a master class. Is it coming up? Is it ongoing? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's coming up, and you can find the time if you go to my website. And so which is willowlovesyou.com, and we can put that in the show notes. But this masterclass is a lot of what we were talking about. There's kind of just two avenues to get there, but this one is beautiful, especially if you are wanting to know a little bit more of these emotional shifts, the shifts that you need to take kind of in your life and in your body. So I call it the Close the Gap Masterclass, because I've experienced this so many times in my own life where I'm right here. It feels so far to get where I want to go. And yet then I realize, oh my gosh, like after I actually start and I do the work with the work that I know how to do, that I'm like, oh my God, that was so close. It's so much closer than you think. So my quest to like help others get from where you are to where you want to go, and genuinely reminding you it's closer than you think, what I've put together are these 5 shifts that really help you identify what are you needing to shift in your relationship with yourself or your relationship with others in your work that are going to help you get there. And it's just awesome when I hear the feedback that people have off of what has shifted for them. Like, people have literally like shifted, changed major relationships that are no longer serving them after watching this, or just showing up differently in your life when you have this personal responsibility. So it's a powerful one. Yeah.
Well, and especially with so much change that all of us are experiencing right now, this might be the time where people could really take advantage of this class to propel them to the next thing, to the next step in their life.
Well, so, you know what? It's so interesting because this energy has been here a little bit almost from the beginning of the call, and I want to presence it because it's, I think, so powerful when we, especially as women, there's this like Kali energy, and the Kali energy and this like just this bold, strong, fierce woman. And when you are wanting to change your life, if you're wanting to have more abundance come in, more love, more anything, one of the things that has to happen is you have to cut out what is not working. There's this fierce transformation that happens that's actually you being like, this isn't working anymore. Nope. No, thank you. It's like the good girl. This is not about like high vibe and being the good girl and like people pleasing everyone. It's about saying, I refuse to settle for less. I do deserve more. And there's like this fierce energy about it. And so, yeah, you just reminded me of that again, because I think that's really the core of it, right? Is getting like fierce about it.
Yes, fierce about it. This is what I want. And this is what I expect. And this is what I'm going to have in my life.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And we can get
so focused on something that we drown out any other vibes that say that we can't have it. Yes.
Right. Or any other beliefs within that want to, like, old patterns, right? Old patterns, old thoughts that could be ancestral or what have you, or even just from our childhood in this lifetime, that somehow are playing a tape that we can't do it. But actually, the truth is you are more capable and more powerful than you think. And when you own that and you stand in that power and you start actually like slaying the dragons that are holding you back, you're unstoppable. You can move mountains.
You can move mountains. That is a perfect place to stop. I love it. You are just so delightful. Thank you so much for this lovely conversation. And I'm going to put all of your contact info, your web address, and all that in the show notes. And I would love to have you come back some other time and, you know, in the next few months, and we can talk more abundance and scarcity
mindset. I would love that. Renee, you're so fun to talk to. I absolutely love diving in with you on this. So thank you for having me, and thank you for all the beautiful work you do in the world.
Thank you.